My master is the avatar of affection. My master is the avatar of compassion. My master is the avatar of forgiveness. The easiest and most effective way to conceive of the idea of a personal God is to come into contact with an avatar and remain under his guidance. To have an avatar as one's guru is to find a safe harbor for one's lifeboat. In this regard, we can cite Vivekananda's bold statement: no man can see God but through these human manifestations. Talk as you may, try as you may, you cannot think of God but as a man. The diamond hope for which the ages groaned has now opened its eye in him to save humanity, to manifest divinity, to fulfill the absolute supreme. His is the eye that watches the world with compassion. His is the heart that loves the world with benediction. His is the soul that fulfills the world with salvation's realization. When he smiles, he's a perfect Buddha. When he cries, he's a perfect Ramakrishna. When he dances, he's a perfect Krishna. When he prays, he's a perfect Christ. When he meditates, he no longer remains an avatar. He becomes another God, a perfect God. Has found its way in him. Therefore, my heart is happy and safe. My mind has found its way in him. Therefore, my mind is clear and confident. My life has found its way in him. Therefore, my life is soulful and fruitful.